And we're real happy for the rally and the youth and things, activities they're doing. Let's see if we get this thing now to working. There we go. There we go. We're on our way. This last week I had the privilege of speaking over in east of the mountains. Can't think of the place now. At a rally or a Bible conference, what it was, in Wenatchee. And I was asked to bring a message on the pre-existence of Jesus. And so this is kind of a spin-off from that. I'm going to use the same basic materials, but I'm trying to share, focus more on the source as Jesus as coming to us in the form of a man. When we think of this relationship that we have with God, it's hard for us to grasp the immensity and the complexity of the with our material limited existence to have any concept of the magnitude of God and the things that He has provided for us. So this morning I want to kind of look at that. And my topic here is Before Abraham, I Am. The passage is taken from John 8, 56 through 58. It says, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, You're not 50 years old, and you've seen Abraham? And Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." The concept of that is intriguing, and it's difficult to wrap our minds around. Before Abraham was, I am. Actually, if we go back into the Old Testament, when God approached Moses in the bush, in the burning bush, Moses asked, "Who am I going to say that I sent me when I'm sent down to rescue the Israelites?" And God said, "Tell them that I am sent you. For I am that I am." And what he's expressing there is that God has no beginning. I exist. I am the one who exists. And so when God appears to us or is represented to us, we don't have any idea of the immensely complex concept of God. He says concerning this, he says, "To what will you liken me?" And he says, "My ways are past finding out." We can't, from a human standpoint, ascend up and have any perception of the magnitude and the greatness of the God who created the universe. Before Abraham was, I am. That's the best we can say, is He is the one that exists. He has no concept of time, past, present, or future. He exists. The New Literal Translation puts this, John 8:58. Jesus answered, "The truth is, I existed before Abraham was even born." So he's representing the concept of his existence before Abraham. He existed. there is a mystery about God. We cannot perceive and understand all of the complexity. 1 Timothy 3:16 says, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. It's a great mystery. God manifest in the flesh. How? Somehow God took a part of himself, or was a part of God, a part of what was commonly referred to Trinity, or what, however you want to perceive it. God took the role of man. He took on and manifest himself in the flesh. And then there was the crucifixion. He was his resurrection, and he was received up into glory. In Colossians 2:2, it says that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all the riches of the fullness of the assurance of the understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and the Father, Christ. It's something we can't grasp as humans. We are too limited in our mortality. In Isaiah 46:5, it says, to whom will you liken me, and make me equal, and compare me, that we may be like? The way we perceive things, the way we express things, much of the time, as to a great extent, is by comparison. We compare this with this. But how are we going to define God? By comparison, because there is nothing that equals him. There's nothing similar to him. Romans 11:33 says, all the depth and the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgment and his ways past tracing out. Again, in Deuteronomy 29, it says, the secret things belong unto Jehovah our God, but the things that are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the works of his law, of this law. So we have things that have been delivered to us, and those are ours. But there are many things about God that we simply have no way of understanding. And thus, we live by faith. We cannot know the depth, the greatness, the magnitude of God, but we can know God. In the beginning, Jesus existed as God, the Word. John 1:1-3 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he goes on to talk about he created the world and so on like that. But in the beginning, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God has a threefold nature. It's revealed in Scripture. Matthew 28:19 says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. In Genesis 1:26, it says, and God, Elohim is the Hebrew word. It's a plural word. It's not a singular word. It's God plural. One in a plurality of one. God said, let us make man in our image. In 1 Thessalonians 5:23, it says, and pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless under the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what my point is this. God said, let us make man in our image. God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we also, sometimes we have difficulty understanding the concept of three in one. That's a difficulty, primarily in just our own limited perception. But many things are three in one. An egg is shell and the white and yolk. There's a triangle has three points and still it's one. Hand to hand before your face is that simple. They have five fingers and still it's one hand. And so it isn't really out of the ballpark. Our problem is our limited view of things. But we are ourselves representatives of a multiple personality. We have, according to the scriptures, a spirit, a soul, and a body. This body says, I want this or that, the flesh. And the soul says, or the mind says, well, this isn't so smart. The body still insists, I want it. And so there's this kind of struggle that goes on within us. And the spirit, meanwhile, says, well, this isn't right. And so we are ourselves kind of find ourselves pulled. And Paul says concerning this that which I would not, that I do, and that which I would, that I don't do. And he talks about this struggle that we have. Yes, we do. And the scripture says we are a body, soul, and spirit. Jesus was the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Colossians 2, 6 through 9 says, for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. So within Christ, the whole of God was represented in the flesh. Jesus was even called God. Isaiah 9, 6 says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And John 20, 28, it says, Thomas fell down before Jesus and said, my Lord and my God. And Jesus didn't rebuke him. He said, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. In Matthew 1:23 it says, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. In 1 John 5:20 we know that the Son of God is come, and has given unto us understanding, and we know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. So God is manifested in the flesh. 1 Timothy 3:16 says, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached to the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. We mentioned that one. And then Hebrews 1:8 says, but of the Son, he says, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever, and the scepter of uprightness is the scepter of thy kingdom. So, Jesus was God on the throne. Philippians 2:6, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being made in the likeness of men. Now, obviously, if he was in the form of a servant, meant that he was a servant, then if he was in the form of God, that meant he was God. Hebrews 1:3, who is the effulgence of his glory, the very imprint of his being. And so he's the very effulgence of his glory, the full representation of his glory. Titus 2:13, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He is to be worshipped. Hebrews 1:6 says, and again, when he brings in the first begotten into the world, he says, let all the angels of God worship him. Matthew 4:10 says, then says Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Jesus was to be worshipped, but no other person was to be worshipped. Him only. John 5:23, that all may honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honors not the Father that sent him. And Philippians 2:10 and 11 says that in the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things on earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. He pre-existed as the Creator in the John 1:2. It says the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that has been made. John 1:10 says he was in the world, and the world was made by him. So he pre-existed before coming into this world. Hebrews 1:2 has at the end of these days spoken unto us in his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds. Hebrews 1:10, you, Lord, in the beginning did lay the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. In Colossians 1:16 it says, for by him were all things created, that are in the heavens and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. So this, if he created all these things, then he existed prior to his coming into the flesh as a man. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. 1 Corinthians 8:6 says, one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. In Ephesians 3:9 it says, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. John the Baptist also gave testimony to the pre-existence of Jesus. He said in John 1:15, John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake, he that comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. Now, if you know anything about the birth of Jesus, John was actually born before Jesus. So Jesus existed prior to his birth. John 1:30, this is he of whom I said, after me comes a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. So Jesus existed as the Word he's spoken of. He existed in the form of God as the Godhead before he came to this earth. Jesus' testimony concerning this, John 3:13, and no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And again, John 3:17, for God sent not the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him. He was sent by God, by the Father. John 3:31, he that comes from above is above all, and that is of the earth is of the earth, and the earth, he speaks, he that comes from heaven is above all. John 6:38, I am come down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. 41, the Jews therefore murmured concerning him, because he said, I am the bread which come down out of heaven. And they said, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How does he say, I am come down from heaven? Now you see the problem that we have. You can see why, as this is expressing the very kind of thing that we run into. How can he exist, and yet we know that he was born? Because he existed before he became flesh. John 6:62. What if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? John 7:28. Then Jesus, still teaching in the temple courts, cried out, yes, you know me, and you know where I am from. I am not come of mine own, but he who sent me is true. You do not know him. I know him because I am from him, and he sent me. And Jesus said, I am with you for only a short time, and then I go to the one who sent me. John 8:42, Jesus said unto them, if God were your Father, you would love me, for I came forth and am come from God. For neither have I come of myself, but he sent me. John 13:3, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he came forth from God and goes unto God. John 16:28, I came out from the Father, and I came to come into the world. Again, I leave the world, and I go unto the Father. You see, a part of God himself, the Godhead, came into the flesh. He became flesh. It says, a body has thou prepared for me. So a body was prepared, Jesus, and he became Jesus, the Son of God, born here on earth. John 17:5, and now, Father, glorify me with your own self, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. And John 17:24, Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. Galatians 4:4, but when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law. Philippians 2:6-8 says, who existing in the form of God, counted not the being on an equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being made in the likeness of men. In Hebrews 1:6, and again, when he brings in the first begotten into the world, he says, let all the angels of God worship him. Hebrews 10:5, wherefore, when he comes into the world, he says, sacrifice and offering you would not, but a body you have prepared for me. So, you see, God is, take a part of God, becomes flesh, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thus we have what we commonly call the triune, or Trinity means just simply three in one. And 1 John 1:1 says, that which was from the beginning, that which we have heard, that which we have seen with our eyes, that which we have beheld and our hands handled concerning the word of life, and the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare unto you the life, the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. In Job 19:25, Job says, I know that my Redeemer lives, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. So we see a very many scriptures showing the preexistence of Jesus as the Word, as a part of God himself, existing prior to his earthly flesh, the incarnation, that we call that. God incarnate. He came into flesh. Incarnation means flesh. But you, Bethlehem of Ephrathah, which are little among the thousands of Judah, out of you shall one come forth unto me. This be ruler of Israel, whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting. In Revelation 1:17 says, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to render to each man according to his work is. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Revelation 22:12. So we have these preexistent, and we have the eternal, first and the last, beginning and the end. And then it says, I, Jesus. So it specifies who he is. He tells who is talking. And Isaiah 48:12 says, hearken unto me, or listen to me, O Jacob and Israel, my call, I am he. I am the first. I also am the last. My hand also has laid the foundation of the earth. It was Jesus that laid the foundation of the earth. Come ye near me and hear ye this. I have not spoken in secret. From the beginning, from the time that it was, there am I. And now the Lord God in his Spirit has sent me. So he speaks of himself as being the first and the last, and he speaks of himself as being sent. Let's be standing and sing our song of invitation. I thought it was in this. I don't see it. Thank you.
262. Number 262. Holy, holy, holy. Holy,
holy, holy, Lord God Almighty. Early in the morning, I come down high to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in remembrances, blessed Trinity.
Let's sing the last verse.
Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all men shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity.